This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg. Some residents of southeast Colorado Springs now need to drive about 20 minutes to reach the nearest grocery store. That's after the local King Supers closed last month due to asbestos. Shanna Simpkins says she recently drove to a market on the west side of the city to stock up on groceries for the month.
But you know what I can't get is strawberries throughout the month, blueberries, you know, a piece of bacon for a recipe.
King Super says it's offering free grocery delivery to the area while the store is temporarily closed. But several residents at a Thursday meeting said they could not access that offer. Colorado school nutrition directors gathered at their annual conference this week in Denver. They're getting ready for the launch of Free Meals for All. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The voter-approved measure gives all school children in participating districts free meals. Hot items at the conference were plant-based nuggets and other meat substitutes. Danielle Bach from the Greeley-Evans 6th District wants to entice students by adding more items in convenient and compostable packaging.
We know that when we keep 9th and 10th grade kids in school during the meal period, they eat with us. But when we open up campus, they may not even eat.
Many districts expect 30 to 40% more children in the lunch line. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. Sunny today in Denver, highs in the lower 90s, Vail, the mid 80s, Grand Junction, 101. It's 8:06.